Aircheckdownloads.com.
The 3 o'clock news, this is Bill Bingham. Leaders of Ford's manual workers have thrown out an appeal from TUC leader Norman Willis to accept his plan for the company to set up a plant in Dundee. They voted 36 votes to 10 against the scheme at a meeting in London. The vote reflects widespread fear that accepting lower pay at Dundee would undermine their national wage agreement. While the union men have been talking, farmer Don Stark has given up on the idea of Ford taking root in Dundee. He started ploughing up the field, which would have housed the new electronics plant. Sally Hodgson reports.
The only sign of Ford on the site is Don Stark's blue tractor cutting up what would have been the shop floor of the £40 million electronics plant. He says he's convinced Ford aren't coming, but he regrets ploughing up the hopes of hundreds of Dundonians.
Seems apparent that Ford aren't coming now and the field as well to be used for something.
But Don is prepared for a sudden change of mind in Detroit.
We'll have to vacate the field and let Ford in.
The former Greenfield site could still produce chips, but the betting is it'll be corn. And as most locals agree, it's corn that'll leave a bitter aftertaste.
Five men are being questioned in Belfast by detectives investigating terrorism in County Antrim. The Royal Ulster Constabulary say they were arrested in nationalist areas by police probing a serious crime and are being held at the Castlereagh Interrogation Centre. Details of the inquiry haven't been released. Mrs. Thatcher is dismissing Amnesty International's call for Britain to explain itself over the shooting of three IRA terrorists in Gibraltar. She's agreed with Tory backbenchers who say the human rights group are a bunch of interfering do-gooders bent on a stunt. From Westminster, Peter Spencer reports.
Mrs. Thatcher's understood to be furious at Amnesty's decision to step into the controversy over the SAS shootings. And in the Commons, she suggested it focus on the record of the IRA rather than that of the government.
I hope that Amnesty has some concern for the more than 2,000 people murdered by the IRA since 1969.
But Amnesty official Richard Rioch shrugged off the anger both of Mrs. Thatcher and of Tory backbenchers.
We apply the same standard everywhere in the world because there can be no no-go area as far as human rights are concerned.
So it's up to the British government, he says, to prove that its record is clean. Peter Spencer, IRN, Westminster.
Out-of-work brickies are deluging a London company with applications for a £600 a week job building the country's biggest skyscraper. The developers are recruiting mainly in Ireland, but bricklayers from all around Britain say they want a chance at the job too. The recruitment drive is being launched by some members of the Building Employers Confederation to start work on the 800-foot-tall tower block at Canary Wharf in London's Docklands. The two Greenpeace members who climbed to the top of Nelson's Column in an acid rain protest have each been fined £10 with £10 costs by magistrates in London. John Stevenson and Joseph Simpson, both from Sheffield, admitted breaching the Trafalgar Square regulations. Independent Radio News.
Aircheckdownloads.com.